ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world famous jovial joking juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Fantastic, man. Planning my Hawaii trip. Life's good. How about yourself, Ozzy?
I'm good. And I also realize the small, slight disappointment how your name starts the letter G. Another a J sound sometimes with a G, and it's unfortunate that I can't say jovial, joking, juggler, dreg.
Jag. Yes. Dreg.
Anyhow, also with us, ladies and gentlemen, Flesh Wound producer Todd. How you doing? Good. I didn't give you any alliteration because producer Todd doesn't really flow.
I'm chilling with my juice in the hood, I guess.
There you go. And then I just want to bring attention those enjoying this program, the audio version on the YouTube, which you can check is available on the Flesh Wound Features YouTube page. I do have my nameplate here as the 272 champion, Ozzy V. It's because for the fourth time in the league's 10-year existence, I've once again established dominance, become a champion. I know I brought it up a little bit ago, but that was when I just had the trophy with me. Now I have the name as well, 272 champion, as I rightfully deserve it. Of course you want to put in the rib picture. I'm not even going to be upset about that because I have what is rightfully mine next to me, because everybody else in my league absolutely sucks. And Greg, I know you too well, and I know exactly what you're thinking. Like, well, if everybody in your league sucks, how does that make you so good? It doesn't matter. This means that I'm better than all of them. And that's all there is to say about that. What I should get to is the film we did get to review this week. That was Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. A fantastic film. I'm sorry, Greg, did I read your mind? Is that exactly what you were going to say?
No, I just really appreciate that I've done such a great job in life that I no longer have to say things. You rib yourself. I don't have to do the work. And you're just like, I'm going to beat him to the punch and do it for him. I'm like, cool, sweet. I'll just drink my beer and enjoy.
Here's the thing. I'm not trying to be like, you know, darker, you know, trying to bring this down or anything. But, you know, when somebody passes, right, and they talk about their energy being present. Greg, if you passed, I would never really feel like I'd miss you, because I know that the minute I would say something wrong, I just know that look you get on your face where it's like, so wait a second. And oh, God. Because when you do that, I know you got something. I know, yeah. Like you caught something. You never you're never wrong with those things, which is really annoying. As I was saying, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. I think the longest title I had to write down in my notes here, I had to take a few lines for it. It was released
It's the shortened title. That wasn't the original title.
What was the original title?
The original title was Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Gin and Juice in the Hood.
Ah, got it. Well, do you have the trailer available?
I do.
Let's roll it.
Let's roll it.
I don't want you hanging out in the streets. I want you to finish school. Because without an education, the only kind of work you're going to get is selling drugs, pimping women, or working security for Eddie Murphy.
Miramax Films presents Sean Wayans.
It ain't all about the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
Marlon Wayans.
What you say about my mama?
And Keenan Ivory Wayans. They're not bad.
Now, in a circular motion, rub your stomach and pat your head.
They just never had any role models.
Let me tell you young punk something. Don't let nobody give you no...
I found you! Didn't I tell you to clean your room?
We got a problem.
From the creators of Scary Movie and Scary Movie 2.
I said, do we have a problem? Huh?
Comes a movie the New York Post calls hilarious. Yes.
Hello?
Hey, yo, man, you paid me?
Yeah. You ready to be out?
Yeah, let's move.
One of the funniest comedy creations in years, says the Dallas Morning News.
What up, homie?
And Gene Siskel says it's got a lot of big laughs.
Now, children, what do you say when you meet a nice man?
Are you my dad?
own the only DVD.
Yeah.
With 14 words in the title. Don't be a menace to South Central.
Well, congratulations. You got yourself a job.
While drinking your juice in the hood.
How do you work this radio? One more time!
Oh, man, that's great. I just had to throw out the little dub because you heard a grandma.
Yeah, I saw you die.
What up, homie? She doesn't say homie in the movie. But what made me laugh so hard is you can tell by her mouth she's saying something else completely different. And that's where I died a little bit. This, again, fantastic movie. We've heard the title several times. Released on January 12th, 1996. Rated R with a runtime of 93 minutes. Written by Shauna Marlon Wayans and Phil Bowman. Directed by Paris Barclay. So just to jump into initial thoughts, I never had a chance to see this movie before. So this is my first time watching it. And it was actually, I mean, and I say was actually I fantastic because okay, I initially wasn't a fan of scary movie. And that's a discussion. That'll be a time for a different day, whatever.
October.
That was a long time ago, by the way. So I was actually looking forward to just kind of jumping into one of these Wayans Brothers films with a clean slate, so to speak. And this, I think, was the one everyone should watch as their first. Like, to really, because somebody wants to know, why are these guys so, you know, why are they so popular, why so famous? This is definitely it. Greg?
And in Living Color, you know.
Well, no. Okay, in Living Color was more Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah, the lower Wayans, yeah.
Yeah, what? No, yeah. Homie, don't play that. Was Damon Wayans,
right? Right.
These
right.
Wayans didn't show up till the very end of.
And then
run.
And then they had a TV show on the
Wayans Brothers,
right?
With John Witherspoon.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You can't even sing that whole theme song anymore.
Nope. Yeah. No, this was one that I remember seeing bits of, but I never seen it in its entirety. So it was really fun to go back and watch it. And this was great, and I'm glad. This is what I love about this show, is getting to watch some of these movies, and whether I just passed them by or never heard of them, or, you know, it was a different time, you know, it's been great. So yeah, I was really glad we got to touch base on this one.
100%. Todd?
Yeah, I mean, I've
you saw this in the theater?
I saw it in the drive-in.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, super dated you.
Well, and you two all know the area. I saw it at Highway 39. I don't know if you remember that drive-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, loved it. I mean, I was wondering how it was going to play with you guys, because I know Ozzy's not really, doesn't know the source material. But like I said last couple weeks ago, with Airplane, you don't need to know the source material.
Exactly.
Material. So I was hoping this would do that too. So I am very glad you guys really enjoyed it, because I was dying watching it.
Yeah. So, but to your point about Airplane, you don't need to know the source material to enjoy Airplane, but if you do, it helps. And I think this was the case here in this movie, I didn't need to watch these films to understand, like, okay. Because I'd seen commercials or trailers from Boys to Men or Menace to Society or Juice. So
I'll just let it go.
Boys in the Hood. I apologize. Can I be honest? There's actually a trivia team that's Boys in the Hood and Boys to Men. So I get the two often confused. I apologize. Anyhow.
Boys in the Hood to Men?
Boys to Men in the Hood.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Boys to Men in the Hood. There it is. Sorry. Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society.
And also Higher Learning, South Central. Like the one, well, I'll talk about it later, but there's a couple things that like are almost exact.
Why wouldn't you bring that up now?
Okay. Like the scene with, what's his name? It doesn't matter. When they're taking their friend to college to his first time in, you know, yes, the first one to make it out of the hood. That's Malik Omar Epps. He actually is in Higher Learning, and he's the lead in that. And he literally goes, well, not like he doesn't walk in and get shot, but
right.
And there was a sniper in it. And yeah, so
I see.
That they got the actual guy that was kind of cool back then.
Interesting. I wonder if he was like, I mean, I will, but do I have to?
You can see the whole time in his face, it's like he's got a smile. It's
yeah.
Like he never leaves it.
Yeah. But what I really appreciated this is it. So it did feel in the vein of Mel Brooks, a Zucker Brothers, just over the top parody. And specifically when you see the Mel Brooks movies, you see like Spaceballs is a parody of science fiction, Blazing Saddles parody of Western. This is that parody of these hood movies. And it, yeah. It's almost timeless. The scene in when he goes to one of the backyard parties or the block parties or whatever, and you see three guys all with their jeans, like, like in different levels. One just straight up around the ankles, like that. It's absolutely timeless. And sometimes when some of these facial expressions had by Marlon Wayans. It's just, I wish I could capture some of that and just like, hey, I just want to show you, this is what you look like right now. Like
all the stuff in his hair too. Right.
We had a pacifier, a condom, a little dime bag. What else do we have? Did I miss anything?
At the very top, he had that. Yeah. The old school little like car antenna, like the
right
FM or whatever. Yeah. The little swiggly one.
Got it. So to jump into our favorite moments, Todd, I'm gonna let you jump this off actually, or kick this off.
So just one, Jesus,
just pick for your favorite right. one, and then we're gonna loop back to like, well, okay, also like this, but if you had to pick one,
all what right. would it be? And this is one I don't know if the source material helps me love it too.
Okay.
When he gets back from the cops messing with him, and Ashtray goes to his girl's house, and he's flailing his arms, and he just starts knocking out the kids every time.
I knew that was going to be your favorite moment.
I mean, it literally, it's straight out of Boys in the Hood. Cuba Gooding Jr. is like, gets fucked with the cops, comes over and just starts swinging too, but there's no kids. So combining right. it. So.
And the follow-up line is, what are you doing? Trying to get an Oscar? Like, there you go. Excellent. Greg?
Well, I just want to have an unofficial one real quick, because it's not actually my favorite moment, but the feeling I had during it, the toe-sucking scene, because, not because of the scene, but because, and I'm glad you did that, Ozzy, but because when I was watching it, I was like,
for those in the audio version, I just made a disgusting face. Go ahead, Greg.
And I was like, I know exactly how Ozzy's feeling right now, and I'm loving thinking about him watching it and hating every moment of it. Oh, so
disgusting.
Yeah, but anyway,
the anti-Tarantino scene.
It's a tough one, but I just gotta say, Hammer Time dance. Like that's all there is, man.
It's good if you know, you know. There's a couple in here that I want to leave just as you should be surprised by these. So I'll just say the DMV instructor. The DMV instructor for me, because it was such like a jolt that I wasn't expecting. And then I'm dead. Yeah. Is what happened after that. So during that, see, I needed to watch a couple times, but I had a bunch of favorites. There's one specifically in the trailer where he pulls out the nuclear weapon from his U-Haul and
mail truck.
I apologize. And what he says afterwards, Hiroshima and mentioning the other city, had me dying. The 40s and 9 for 7-Eleven and was
the background stuff.
A 40 Slurpee.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, and the background stuff. Robo Pimp 3. Yes. There was one other one.
There's a few.
Robo Pimp, and well, because it was in the dad's bedroom. was one, and then it was also a second place, but there was also one other one too. One other poster that I completed because RoboPimp stole it from me.
Is this the one with Black to the Future?
Yes, that's what it was. It was Black to the Future Part 5.
That there we go.
Yeah.
But no, like with background stuff, there was little things like the Wheaties box that had Dr. Dre on it.
Right. And then, go ahead.
187 drive-by lane, 69 penetration, like just little.
There's plenty of just subtle stuff that's not just immediately like brought attention to. Like the, I'm sure if you weren't paying attention and you were just paying attention to the dialogue and the characters alone, you wouldn't notice the 40 jug water cooler.
Oh, yeah.
That, oh my gosh, man. That.
And I'm sorry, but the comment that was made of, she's got more kids than Miss Wayne's. Like, what a great moment. Like,
that I had down for one of my favorite lines. That one is. It's so funny.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. And I have a very difficult time giving this anything lower than a 5. It's 5 for me in terms of enjoyment. And as a parody, this is exactly what you want. It delivers on every level. And
it's a standalone film. You don't need to see the rest.
That's one thing I did also want to emphasize is, as Todd mentioned earlier, I'm not familiar with any of the source material, but it is good enough and written enough or written well enough to a point where you don't need to know it to really enjoy it and just understand just by the comments that are made, like, okay, that was probably a callback, but I still enjoyed it regardless, despite not having seen it.
Like the opening scene where like the black mama, her boy just died. She comes in screaming. That doesn't really have like, you can't name the exact movie, but that's just a trope. So
exactly.
You see it,
right.
And
right.
You recognize it and it's hilarious. I did have one line I wanted to throw out that I did love too. And that's that we got busted for being black on a Friday night, which is a misdemeanor. So, oh, and
well,
then
not,
one
not
of,
hurry up and buy.
Well, yeah, that's well, that is. But then there's one other background line. This is my last one. When they're beating down the guy, making him flat, Crazy Legs yells, "Make him cripple like me." I lost it on that one.
to finish that off, could you give it a rating as well?
Yes, of course. I'm a 5. That's I'm 5.
Anything
going
else
in.
You wanted to add with your rating?
Yeah, watch it.
Okay, Greg.
Yeah. You know, when I was watching this movie, it was one of those where like the story itself is okay, you know, but when you stop and you go, how many great moments were there in this film? Like, how many times did I just laugh out loud? Like, you can't help but give it anything. Like, and this just shows like some great comedy. Doesn't matter what the story is, all in all. And it was a good story, just not amazing. 5. Like, you can't give it anything but a 5 for how fun this movie was.
100%. Todd, where can people see it?
It's available to purchase on digital. Streaming wise, it actually, you know what? It's included on Prime now.
Oh, look at that.
So there you go.
There we go.
There is an uncut or a director. Nice. It's one of those weird assembly cuts, but there is another version, but it's hard to
find. Roads, rude. It's one of those weird words. Sorry. When you said it's one of those weird things. Sorry, I went back to Black Sheep. I apologize, which is way in the future. I apologize. Go ahead.
That was it. I forgot now.
All right.
It's all right.
Well, I
suppose. No, it's you can watch it on Amazon Prime, included with Prime.
Included with Prime. Check it out as soon as you can. Honestly, especially if you're a fan of this type of comedy, like the parody genre, I can't recommend it enough. So go see it, Amazon Prime. And this concludes this episode of Flesh Wound Farce for Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. It's a fantastic movie. Go check it out. And we'll be back next week with a new episode. For world famous juggler Greg Larson and Flesh Wound producer Todd, anything else you guys want to say before we head out?
What up, homies?
I'm just, I think for the first time in my life, I'm actually, I feel honored that someone's okay with me dying. So, yeah, just by what you said earlier. Like it's a nice
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
You don't die because your energy is it's in the back of my head. And it just that look, that go.
I'm okay with it. I like it.
All right. Anyhow, and so Greg, Todd, I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.